This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Two blasts were heard as Afghanistan's two rival leaders held parallel presidential inaugurations in Kabul Monday, underscoring the country's security issues ahead of talks with a resurgent Taliban. Hundreds of people had assembled at two venues inside the presidential palace complex to watch the swearing-in ceremonies for President Ashraf Ghani and challenger Abdullah Abdullah when the blasts were heard, prompting some to flee. Undeterred by but cognizant of the coronavirus outbreak, North Korea test-fired three short-range rockets Monday. It is the second North Korean launch in a week and the latest mixed signal from Pyongyang, which has hinted it wants international help fighting the coronavirus. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range weapons into the sea off Korea's east coast. Japan said they appeared to be ballistic missiles. North Korea's second missile launch in a week may signal a return to tensions, except the North is also hinting at dialogue. In a surprise move last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent a letter of condolence to South Korea, which has seen an explosion of coronavirus cases. Some analysts believe Kim's friendly letter signals he wants economic or virus-related aid. North Korea has not reported any coronavirus infections, but many fear it is hiding an outbreak that could turn into a humanitarian disaster. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Britain's officials say they've set up a specialist unit to combat the spread of disinformation about the coronavirus outbreak. The Culture Department says teams have brought together to provide a fuller picture of the potential extent, scope, and impact of the issue. As of Sunday, Britain had 278 confirmed cases of the virus, including three deaths. This is VOA News. As the U.S. death toll from the new coronavirus reached at least 21, California officials are trying to reassure the public no one of the passengers from a cruise ship docking there carrying people with the virus will be released into the public before undergoing quarantine. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Grand Princess, carrying more than 3,500 people from 54 countries with at least 21 cases of coronavirus, is expected to dock today in Oakland, Governor Gavin Newsom.
The site is currently being secured. It's being fenced, and it's being secured by federal personnel.
He says the sickest passengers will go to hospitals. Americans will be sent for 14-day quarantines at Air Force bases in California, Texas, and Georgia, while foreigners will be flown home on chartered flights.
There will be no contact with the general population and terminals at the Oakland airport. This will all be separate.
I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris is the sixth former rival to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden. But as VOA's Michael O'Sullivan reports, opponent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is still putting up a fight for the nomination.
Biden says that Sanders, who calls himself a Democratic socialist, is too extreme to build a winning coalition.
Well, I promise you, we're going to bring together Americans of every race, ethnicity, gender, economic station, Democrats, Republicans, and independents of every stripe.
Sanders says he has sparked enthusiasm among workers and young voters.
I think we're going to win this thing. We won in California, we won in Utah, we won in Colorado, and I'm looking forward to the primary here in Michigan and in the state of Washington, other places as well.
Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson endorsed Sanders on Sunday, which could help Sanders broaden his appeal with African Americans, an important voting segment with whom Biden has picked up key endorsements. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Monday marks the day British royal couple Meghan and Harry depart from royal duties. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The couple's relationship with the media had been turbulent from the start. On their wedding day, the British press featured stories about a rift between Meghan and her father. Harry publicly defended his wife and directed his anger at the intrusive media he has resented all his life. "I will not be bullied into playing a game that killed my mum," he told ITV News last fall. Royals expert Pauline McLaren believes there was a mismatch between strong-minded Meghan and the royal family.
Because royal women are expected to be, you know, clothes horses. They're also expected to, you know, smile a lot, but not really express any strong opinions.
Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.